It's
interrupting. I had the radio on the other evening and my name was mentioned in it, but I don't know what it was.
And this was the hospital radio, presumably. This is Radio Way, that's us. Yes, we regularly visit the wards here to accept requests. So
yes,
what's your...
you tell me.
Yes, so what's your name?
Hello, my name is Phyllis Mary Lloyd.
Now, there's... I'm amazed. Is it rude to ask how old you are?
Yeah.
Go on. How old are you, Phyllis?
In July, I am 100 and... Oh, gosh, I can't think.
You'll be 107,
you have to prompt me.
107.
That's right.
That is amazing. Do you know, I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody. It's 107. Do you feel 107?
So, not at all.
No, you look very good through it. It does have to definitely be said.
My worst point is my eyes not seeing.
Yes.
That's the worst.
But, you know, you look very good for 107.
Do I?
Definitely, oh, definitely.
Another couple of years, maybe.
So, do you... You had a telegram from the Queen when you were 100, presumably.
I did. And I think I get one every year.
Oh, OK.
Oh, sure. I've got it up on the sideboard there. Oh, that's the Queen.
Yeah.
But a postman came with... a letter the first time I was 100, and since then, of course.
So you get one every year?
I think so.
Gee, you're going to run out of room on your mantelpiece, aren't you, Phyllis?
I know it's going to be difficult, isn't it? And, of course, I went to Buckingham Palace to the one of their garden parties a few years ago.
You went to the garden party? That's amazing. Did you enjoy it?
Very much, yes.
Did they have nice food there? Was the food nice?
It was a garden, you know.
Oh, like picnic-y type. But you met lots of people there and had a nice time.
Yes, it was quite an experience, really.
Imagine,
yes.
So what are your memories then of growing up then? You must have some amazing memories.
Well, of course, I suppose the war was the biggest.
Is this the First World War? You would have been two when that came, 1914. You would have been very young then.
That's right. It was, I think, in 1912. Mm. And, yes, that's right.
Okay. So what can you remember about wartime? Maybe more memories of a Second World War, perhaps? What are your memories of a war?
What, the First World War?
Yeah. Do you remember much about that?
No, not really. No. Well, I do, but it's sort of bitty in my mind, if you know.
Okay.
I know I was in Richmond when the First World War broke out.
Okay. That must have been an experience, though. 39, wasn't it? 1914, the First World War.
I think I've got it right. Mm. But
what about other events like the Queen's coronation? Do you remember that in 1952,
wasn't
it?
Do you know, I don't.
No.
I don't think I remember it.
So whereabouts do you live now? Are you local?
I'm in... Where we are now.
Well, we're in Chertsey now, St Peter's Hospital. So you've got Woking down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walton, Weybridge.
Oh, yeah, Weybridge, yes, yeah. Walton.
I think I'm in Weybridge as far as I can...
You live in Weybridge.
...remember.
Okay. Mm. And have you lived in Weybridge for a long time? Have you always lived around this area?
Yes, quite a long time. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's been really nice to talk to you, and really nice to have a conversation. And
not very interesting.
Oh, it's fascinating. It absolutely is fascinating. Right. It's not every day that we get to speak to someone of your magnificent age. So what is... I've got to ask you, what's the secret to getting to 100, 106, 107? What's the secret to a long life?
Shall I say, gin to be frivolous, but I don't drink.
No, okay, so it's not the drink then. Okay.
All that.
Well, so and your birthday's in next month, is it? Coming up
July.
Don't
know what date.
What are you going to be doing for your birthday then?
Well.
See what happens.
Not a lot, shall we say. Yes.
Oh. Brilliant. Well, it's been really nice to talk to you.
Speaking to you. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Well, take care and all the best.
We'll try. You'll see me dodging around for a little longer.
Oh, a lot longer, yes. A lot longer, I'm sure.